Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Financiera Independencia's 2023 second quarter results conference call. My name is Daniela, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. As a reminder, this video conference is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Iván Barona, Financiera Independencia's Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Barona, you may begin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining FINDEP's second quarter 2023 results conference call. With me today is Mr. Eduardo Mesmaeher, our Chief Executive Officer. We published our second quarter 2023 results yesterday, which are available on our investor relations website at findep.mx. I would like to remind you that the information shared during this conference call may include forward-looking statements, and as such, are subject to assumptions, uncertainties, risks, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described, including risks that may be beyond the company's control. Now, I will turn the call over to Eduardo Mesmaeher.
Thank you, Iván. Good morning, everyone. I will start with some highlights from our second quarter 2023 operations. Reported net profit for the quarter reached 165 million pesos, standing once more as the highest for a second quarter in over a decade, 9% higher year-on-year. Our results were mainly driven by efficiency. Our costs were 6% lower in the second quarter 2023 year-on-year, while our cost as a percentage of our average portfolio decreased to 32% from 34% observed during the second quarter 2022. We strengthened our balance sheet with a decrease of 286 million pesos in net debt, outpacing our portfolio sequential contraction of 285 million pesos. We closed the quarter with a 717 million pesos cash position. Our equity to asset ratio advanced 370 basis points during the quarter and stood at 47%. Our loan portfolio decreased 5% year-on-year, reaching 7.8 billion pesos, mainly pressured by the Mexican peso 15% year-on-year appreciation. Our Mexican operations portfolio posted a 6% year-on-year expansion, whereas our U.S. portfolio declined 4% in dollar terms. Under a constant FX rate, the consolidated group portfolio will have posted a 2% year-on-year expansion. In the second quarter 2023, loan origination was 1.1 billion pesos. This figure stands 31% below last year's figure, reflecting a more prudent stance favoring high-quality origination due to recent macroeconomic headwinds. However, 5% higher on a sequential basis. The consolidated NPL ratio, measured as Stage 3 loan portfolio over total portfolio, stood at 6.5% in the second quarter 2023, unchanged against the last quarter and 70 basis points above the 5.8% from 12 months ago. Provisions for loan losses was 336 million pesos in the second quarter, a 1% increase when compared to the 333 million pesos of the first quarter 2023. On a year-on-year comparison, we witnessed a 7% increase in this line. PLL to average loans increased from 16%-17% year-on-year. FINDEP's write-offs amounted to 405 million pesos in the second quarter, standing 7% below those witnessed during the first quarter 2023, and 45% higher than the second quarter 2022 figure. Compared to the average portfolio, trailing 12 months write-offs increased from 13%-19% year-on-year. NPLs plus trailing 12 months write-offs over total loan portfolio plus write-offs stands at 22% versus 16% registered in the second quarter 2022. Coverage ratio reached 202%, measured as allowance for loan losses over Stage 3 loans, standing 3 percentage points below the 205% observed in the last quarter and below the 215% from 12 months ago. In line with our main strategic priorities, our interest-bearing liabilities decreased 20% year-on-year compared to our loan portfolio 5% contraction. On an FX neutral basis, interest-bearing liabilities declined 13% year-on-year. Cash and cash equivalents reached 717 million pesos. This figure stood 13% above last year's and represents roughly 7% of total assets. As such, net debt retreated 25% year-on-year, from 4.7 billion pesos back in the second quarter 22 to 3.5 billion pesos in the second quarter 23. On a neutral FX basis, net debt declined 17% year-on-year. Also, our solvency ratio reached 47% in the second quarter 23, compared to the 41% observed 12 months earlier. The company's return on equity ratio during the first half of the year improved from 13.4% to 13.7%, and the return on assets ratio grew from 5.5% to 6% during the 6 months 23. When considering tangible equity, the return on tangible equity marginally advanced to 17.3%. Our digital transformation remains our top priority due to its benefits of amplifying our customer reach, strengthening our origination quality, expediting our processes, and improving our risk management. In Mexico, roughly 60% of new originations in the second quarter 23 came from digitally enabled channels, whereas in our U.S. operations, more than 40% of new customers come through our digital channels, and two-thirds of renewals are made through the app. The aforementioned results have translated into improvements in our P&L. Our operating expenses posted a 6% year-on-year decrease during the second quarter 23, comparing favorably with a flat year-on-year average portfolio and a 4% year-on-year increase in interest income. Now, I would like to delve into each of our subsidiaries' performance during the quarter. Independencia currently represents 36% of the total portfolio, reaching roughly 2.8 billion pesos, and its client base of 174,000. Performing loans grew 110 million pesos or 4% year-on-year, while its Stage 3 ratio reached 6.4% versus 5.8% in the first quarter. As for Apoyo Económico Familiar, its loan portfolio totaled 2.1 billion pesos, 26% of the company's total, serving a client base of roughly 97,000. Performing loans grew 120 million pesos or 7% year-on-year. Posting improvements on its asset quality, its Stage 3 ratio stood at 7.9% versus 8.1% in the previous quarter. Finally, the loan portfolio of our U.S.-based company, Apoyo Financiero, stood at 2.9 billion pesos, $172 million, with a client base of over 34,000. With this performance, AFI's loan portfolio represents 38% of the company's total. Its asset quality posted sequential improvements, reaching a Stage 3 ratio of 5.7% versus 6.1% last quarter. AFI efficiencies remained present in the second quarter 23, posting a reduction in the non-interest expense to average portfolio ratio from 16% in 2022 to 13% in the quarter. This managed to partially offset increased credit cost in the quarter related to asset quality deterioration on the back of macroeconomic pressures. We are confident that the long-lasting positive impacts of efficiency in AFI's profitability outweigh the transitionary downward pressures in the short term. The overall performance in the quarter confirms the success of our strategy of focusing in our core business in our strategic markets. Our deep analytics and prudent originations have kept healthy risk metrics in our portfolio, particularly in a still complex economic context characterized by high interest rates and dollar depreciation. Asset quality combined with efficiency achieved through our digital transformation leads to a step change in our results. I will now turn the call over to Ivan so he can provide details of our second quarter financials. Go ahead, Ivan.
Thank you, Eduardo. In the second quarter of 23, interest income was 1.2 billion pesos, a 4% year-on-year expansion, despite witnessing a 5% decrease in the loan portfolio. Interest expense posted a 14% year-on-year increase, reaching 152 million pesos. It is important to highlight that the cost of funding as a percentage of the average interest-bearing liabilities remained contained, increasing by 357 basis points to 13.3%, despite the higher rates environment experienced in Mexico, where it climbed 413 basis points, and in the US, where it climbed 408 basis points. Net interest income of 1.03 billion pesos was 3% higher than the second quarter of 22, The provision for loan losses was 336 million pesos in the second quarter of 23, 7% higher on a year-on-year basis. Non-interest expenses in the second quarter of 23 came in 6% lower year-on-year, in comparison to a 3% increase in the net interest income and a 5% year-on-year lower loan portfolio, underscoring the efficiencies achieved on our operation. With all the above explained, the company highlights this as our strongest profit for a second quarter in over a decade. The corporate strategy took our company to a strong financial position with a liquidity buffer that represents 7% of the total assets and a high solvency ratio. Cash and cash equivalents closed the quarter at 717 million pesos, 13% above the second quarter of 22. Our net debt, measured as interest-bearing liabilities minus cash and cash equivalents, reached 3.54 billion pesos at the end of the quarter. It posted a 1.2 billion pesos year-on-year contraction compared to a 384 million pesos reduction in our loan portfolio, signaling sound cash generation. On a sequential basis, net debt retreated 286 million pesos, outpacing the 285 million pesos contraction in our loan portfolio. When adjusting for foreign exchange impacts, the net debt declined 173 million pesos during the quarter, whereas the portfolio contraction would have been 129 million pesos. Our operating cash flow during the second quarter reached 606 million pesos. The company's coverage ratio reached 202%, measured as allowances for loan losses over stage 3 loans, compared to a 215% posted back in the second quarter of 22. We reached a solvency ratio of 47% during the quarter compared to the 41% observed back in the second quarter of 22. Overall, the company's financial health is good and in a stronger position to keep reaping benefits of operating leverage and its focus on digital transformation. Now, I would like to open the call to questions. Operator, please do so.
Thank you. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise your hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial star 9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given permission to speak. You will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. Our first question comes from Nicolas Riva. Please state your company name and then ask your question.
Thanks very much, Ivana and Eduardo, for the chance to ask questions. So I have two questions. The first one is what, you know, strikes to me in the balance sheet is I see your cash position down by about $20 million or roughly 400 million pesos. And that's the exact amount that your bank outstanding loans came down by. So I wanted to ask if you are, I mean, why was this, if you're having a harder time really rolling over or getting more bank financing? That's my first question. And then the second question, I know you recently did that direct exchange on the 24th, and you have a smaller amount outstanding on the 24th during July next year, about $60 million. Yeah, if you can remind us, what would be the plan in terms of refinancing that amount? Thanks.
Thanks for your questions. On the first question, at the end of the day, it's a financial decision for us to have the money in cash or repay our lines. In this case, and given the characteristics of specifically one line from HSBC, which was US dollars, it was convenient for us to repay that line given the favorable exchange rate that we have today. So really it was totally a financial decision. We have not seen any hardening of the conditions of the banks or on our ability to renew the lines. So we remain comfortable that we have sufficient funding. No? We also decided to reduce or rather to cancel the credit that we had with Bridge Bank. In this case, as we're not growing our operation in the US, and we are actually generating cash through the contraction of the portfolio, it made sense not to have the negative carry of that credit line. So in essence, it was financial decisions. On the repayment of the FinDeps 24s, as we have mentioned in other calls, we believe that through operating cash flow, we're able to actually face that liquidation. So there shouldn't be a problem for facing our 24 maturities. The actual number that we have for the FinDeps 24 is a little bit less than 60 million. It's around $57 million.
Okay, thanks very much, Eduardo.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Frank Lehman. Please state your company name and then ask your question.
Yes, hi. I hope I can be heard. Ivan and Eduardo, first of all, congratulations for a rather impressive Q2 report. And thank you for allowing taking questions. I have, Nicolas already asked about the refinancing, so I take that off my list. My first real question is about the US operation. I heard you say, Eduardo, that this is in something called a transitory phase. And I also see in the graphics that you are now expanding into Texas and into Arizona. What's the potential of the US operation? Can it go back to where I once saw it when I looked at it about a year or 2 years ago? I saw that go maybe to 50% of the overall portfolio, or is that unrealistic? That's my first question. The second one would be whether you have contemplated, I see you pay down all the credit lines, or that's in the cash flow statement here. Have you looked into potentially buying back bonds out of the market? And my third question, that was also asked by Nicholas. So that's, I just have those two questions. Thank you very much. US and the buybacks.
So in terms of the US, we are right now, as you said, in a transition period. We are delivering a much more efficient operation, yet given the macroeconomic conditions of the US, it does have a higher risk than what we had historically experienced in the US. Mm-hmm. What we expect in the future is the risk level to revert back to historical levels, whereas the gains in efficiency will be permanent. Hence, the profitability of the business is going to be better than what we had in the past. With those conditions, we do see a growing business. But of course, we are subject to the macroeconomic uncertainties. Specifically, I think the U.S. economy right now is a bit of a struggle for everyone with higher than historical inflation, obviously higher rates. So right now, our focus is to keep the efficiencies that we have gained, and through very prudent origination, make the risk indicators trend back to historical levels. And at that point, we should be able to go back to the levels that we have seen in terms of risk and therefore better profitability. Now, in terms of the bonds, as you know, we do not have a repurchasing program, but rather an opportunistic approach. What we see is little actual liquidity in the market, especially for the FinDeps 24s. And we have made some repurchases of bonds, close to $1 million in the second quarter for the 24s. And the 28s have been more liquid, and we made around $6.5 million of repurchases in the second quarter. So opportunistically, and as long as people are guests willing to trade a discount, it is convenient for us to make these repurchases in the market without having a specific target or a specific program.
Can I just add one more question? Your FX rate has, of course, moved very favorable to the US dollar. That has not been the case for many, many years. And does that generate any opportunities to liquidate derivatives and take an extraordinary profit? Or are all your derivatives anyhow marked to market on a monthly, quarterly basis, and therefore there's not much to be harvested out of the FX move?
Remember, we try to limit the risk that we take to the credit risk. No, so for many years now, we have been trying to cover all of our exchange rates risk.
Yeah.
Right now, it's actually on the contrary. No, the FX being as low as it is would play against us and against our coverage.
Yeah.
With the repayment of the US denominated line of HSBC, we were able to unwind the derivatives that were the least or the most unfavorable for us. Mm-hmm. So right now, most of our full cross-currency swaps are actually a little bit against us. But the good thing is that the level of exchange rate that we have in those is close to this historically low Mexican peso to dollar exchange. On the other hand, also remember that as we grow our portfolio in the US, there is a match between assets and liabilities. So we have been able to unwind a good portion of the full cross-currency swap. And also with the repayment that we made in the exchange offer, we were able to also unwind part of those knowledge. So in essence, the short answer is we try not to bet on the exchange rate, but rather cover our positions, either through a natural hedge that would be our portfolio in the US or through full cross-currency swaps.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for the explanations and all the best for the summer, and looking forward to speaking again on Q3, whenever that is, October, I guess. Speak then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Nick Dimitrov. Please state your company name and then ask a question.
Hi there. Good afternoon, Eduardo. Good afternoon, Ivan. Nick Dimitrov, Morgan Stanley Investment Management. I know that this might be a bit of a sensitive question, but can you comment on the leadership changes that you're thinking of implementing?
Yeah, absolutely. So Ivan Barón, as was mentioned in the press release, decided to take new opportunities. It's always good to see that our people there's demand for our people in the market. That means that we're attracting and developing the right talent. What we have decided to do right now, given the expectation of lower growth, or rather no growth in the US, is to ask Jose Maria Cid to double hat as the CEO of the US and our CFO. I do want to remind you that prior to this change, and it was about a year ago, we decided to split actually what was formerly the CFO position into two positions, based on what was recommended as the best practices in the industry, which is Adriano Rossio as our controller that has all of the accounting registry, all of their accounting reporting, and also taxes, and also the tactical relationship with the banks, that is the day-to-day relationship with the bank. Whereas the CFO ended up being a smaller position, and therefore it is now possible to make it a double hat with Chema. The transitions, in my view, reflect the evolution of the company and reflect the fact that the better talent that we have, the more it is attractive for other players in the market to attract our people.
Understood. Thank you. Question regarding asset quality. I know that previously you were fairly cautious, which is reflective of why you've been kind of pulling back from the market a little bit, particularly in the US. But I noticed that origination rebounded specifically in Mexico. So if you can give us an update in terms of, are you getting a little bit more bullish in the current environment, or you continue to be cautious and this is just kind of a seasonal uptick?
So in terms of the US, we continue to be cautious. In terms of Mexico, we are more positive, no? We, in this business, you can never be bullish, no? As I think many competitors have shown that growing too fast for too long can lead to terrible consequences, no? So our view in Mexico is more positive. We are seeing good trends in cash collected, good trends in the composition of the portfolio. Actually, the earlier buckets, the buckets of current and 1 to 14 days past due, are at historically good levels in Mexico. So we are actually seeing a very good trend, no, in Mexico in this regard. At the same time, there are some news from the market in terms of, for example, same store sales, et cetera, that we are just reviewing from retailers. And we are cautiously optimistic now in Mexico. We have decided to take a little bit more risk in Mexico to continue growing our income base, but that should be something quite prudent.
Okay, makes sense. One question regarding the funding environment. Considering the fact that you were successful in terms of terming out much of the 24s, and it's been relatively quiet on the non-bank front when it comes down to your peers collapsing, I was wondering whether the tone of the funding environment has gotten a little bit better, or is it still too early to think about an improvement on that front?
So in terms of the fund environment, what we are working on right now is a private placement in the US. We are exploring the possibility, and that would be ideal for us as it would make the funding of the US operation independent from Mexico. There are a couple of things to consider in terms of let's say issuance of a longer term bond in the international market, and we don't believe that right now we need it. No, we are generating good. Let's say we're generating good income, and with that, the need for financing, given the prudency, the growth of our portfolio, is much more limited. But it would be great to understand your position, no, and the position of other analysts to understand if the market is opening. And obviously, as soon as it opens, we would start considering that source of financing.
Right. Yeah. No, I was actually more curious with regard to your relationship with the different banks, because the local banks themselves were getting kind of very cautious at one point, given the number of bankruptcies in the sector. I saw that your credit lines declined to 3.28 billion. I assume a lot of this was driven by the fact that you repaid some. I was also wondering, I know in Q1, the undrawn portion was 1.4 billion. What is the latest number?
Currently, our undrawn portion lingers 1.3 billion pesos.
So 1.3 billion, okay, pretty much, okay. Okay, this is the untapped one. Got it. And just to confirm, you did say that you bought back roughly a million of the 57 million outstanding of the 24s. And did I understand correctly, 5 to 6 million of the 28s?
6.5 billion, million, sorry, of the 28s, yes.
Okay, 6. Okay, perfect. Great. Thank you. I think I'm all set. And yeah, congratulations on the results. Pretty good set.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have not received any further questions at this point, so that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Ivan Barona for some closing remarks.
Thank you very much for your time and interest in Financiera Independencia. Likewise, thank you well to the board, to the collaborators, to the members of Financiera Independencia and all of the analysts for the time being. Feel free to contact the team. Jose Maria Cid will be available for further questions. And the contact information is on our website, findep.mx.
That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.